Can you use this?
That's pretty good.
Welcome to Face Jam, the show where we try every new fast food creation to let you know if you need it, you probably do. Thanks to us, once again, our heroes, your heroes. Here we are in our cars, once again, making this show possible. I'm your host, Michael Jones, alongside my co-host, Jordan Swears. Jordan, how are you?
Pretty good. A little tired. Not hungry.
I'm tired too, man. A couple of sleepy boys today.
It's going to be a low energy episode. I feel it already.
Nah, I'll bring the energy.
The power will rip through me. I just want you to know, aside from the persona of Michael Jones for real, he's sleepy. I think Nick,
I'm going
to make a request.
The persona of Jordan Swears is always sleepy.
They're both sleepy. I get it. I don't think the persona of Jordan Swears has ever not been sleepy.
Yeah.
I think
Sleepy
you're
Joe over here.
More often sleepy than not. Sleepy Joe. I think Nick should replace the musical intro with Eric's rendition.
No.
Just because we have.
Just for this episode.
It was so good. Nick has also donned the mask.
Oh, he put it on.
Realize. I wonder if he's going
to
wear that whole episode.
He needs to wear it.
He's wearing, no, he's shaking his head, no. Dude.
The monkey's shaking his head, but I think Nick is nodding.
Let me just throw this out there. Today we're reviewing Carl's Jr. Spicy Western Bacon Cheeseburger and Monster Angus Thick Burger. We're once again back in our cars.
On the road again.
This one might possibly be the furthest restaurant we've eaten at yet.
It was ridiculous.
It was still about 30 minutes for me to get here.
Yeah, but not for Monkey
not,
Man over there.
It's certainly not for Nick.
Monkey Man drove about an hour to get
Almost
Carl's Jr.
An hour.
Funny how it all evens out, you know? He only had to drive 5 minutes the other two.
when Eric told me that, I was shocked. And then I also found out that he didn't have to drive far at all for Steak and Shake and Fridays. And then I thought, good. Take that.
Yeah.
So
monkey bitch.
What I've done, don't confuse it with a fish bitch, okay?
No, it's different.
Nick now has an official mascot head. Today he's wearing a monkey head. I don't know precisely what kind of monkey. Just seems to be a generic monkey. That you would see if you were a small child, perhaps reading an alphabet book, you'd get to M, and there would be a picture of a monkey. That's what it looks like.
It's a Curious George type monkey, is how I would
describe
it.
Yeah, it's curious,
all
right.
Like, it's a sauce monkey. It's a monkey that has a mouth hole that opens up so he can drink his sauce through it, like a disgusting little sauce monkey.
Yeah.
So he's excited.
Yeah. So hopefully we can use it in some sort of visual component. I don't anticipate that happening anytime soon.
No, it's just look at the pictures at Face Jam Pod.
Yeah, well, there's the picture, of course. You're right. That's a good plug. I am more referring to like wanting to do another snack attack.
Texas, so
you have to keep a mask.
We'll have
and
to figure
Austin
out
specifically. No goo right now.
No, but we can figure out how to do it like remotely. We can figure out how to do it differently. Because people keep sending me snacks. There's so many. I have a room in my house devoted to all the snacks these people fucking sent because I can't keep them in my kitchen. I have no more room. It's insane.
You know, a lot of like news shows and stuff are doing the six feet apart. Yeah. So maybe we can all get in the same room and just be six
feet
apart.
But we're all eating the same food.
Oh.
How many have you eaten?
How many of the snacks? Zero. I have gotten into zero of the snacks, and that is so incredibly hard.
Let's rent someplace and just do it really far apart. Let's wear gloves. You wear gloves. No. Hang on. You wear gloves. You wear a mask, and then you open it and you divvy it up. And then
I mean, we could. We can do that.
Yeah. Two things surprised me about that. One, that you haven't gotten to the snacks. Uh-huh. Two, that you answered my question 90 seconds after I asked it. You waited for so long to answer. No. We moved on to the next thing, and then I thought you didn't hear me. And no. I just went, oh, well, I guess he didn't hear me. And then you answered me, and I was shocked. I'm
is
shaking.
Is Michael on, like, a super delay?
I don't know what's happening.
He is. You look, understand? His mouth isn't moving.
I
but he talks.
Eric's looking at me and nodding.
he was looking at me, and his mouth wasn't moving. And he said, Eric's looking at me. That was weird. There's definitely, like, a latency issue.
Oh, there's a
right
huge
now.
Michael has a huge latency right now. It's gigantic. look, there's nothing.
All right, I can't wait to hear what Michael says in about 5 minutes.
Here it comes.
Hey, can you hear me talking now? Let me know when you hear this. Let me know when you get to this. When you get to this message, wave your arms around. Wave your arms around when you get to this part.
That's a big delay. That's a pretty big delay.
Well, now we have to start over. How are we going to use this? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I'm back. In present time. What happened with that?
No, he's still like crack. You're now you're like crackly robot weird.
Yeah, it's doing a thing where it just slows you way down. It's doing that thing that Zoom does.
All right.
It's because we're all the way in fucking Cedar Park where there's no internet.
Well, this sucks.
Did you set up a hotspot or are you just on phone stuff?
It's the same thing.
Yeah, it's
the same
internet.
I set up a hotspot on my phone.
It's the same amount of data.
You fucking problem. That's weird.
I don't know.
Mine's fine. I'm crystal clear. Now you sound okay.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I'll tell you, that's going to be a weird edit, man.
That
we went
that
for
one,
a
Nick.
Ride. Why is Nick shaking his head?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Now you're a robot again. Put your phone next to your computer or whatever. There. Now it'll help.
Oh, great.
If that fixes it, what are you going to do?
The fucking podcast. What are we going to do if it doesn't fix it?
Not the podcast.
I'm just going to climb in the back of Jordan's car. Does anybody have a trash bag? You can walk off the front seat and the back seat.
You can get, there's room in the trunk.
I mean, it sounds better now that his phone is next
to
his computer,
no.
huh? Oh. Yep, no joke.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
8 inches
closer. That
was
a good little laugh.
Yep.
Listen.
Yep.
Did you understand what I said when it caught up to you about why were you answering my question so much later?
Yeah, because you were like, yeah, why'd you wait 90 seconds? And we all looked at each other and went, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah. No, it was a long time. What a mess.
I was talking about new studios and stuff, and I looked over and saw you talking, but heard no Michael, and got really concerned.
The entire time you talked in, like, that last, like, section, as soon as you stopped, that's when we started hearing it. That was insane.
Yeah, it was weird when you were looking at me and you said, Eric's looking at me, but your mouth wasn't moving.
I'm a ventriloquist.
Oh, boy. So, what Woo. Past experiences
hang on.
Do you
Here's,
have?
No, hang on. And we're back.
Oh, and we're back?
And we're back. Dude, it worked so well last time. I listened to the episode.
Really
what
did.
A clean edit.
It
you had no
seamless.
Idea all the stuff we cut out. It was seamless. You'd never know.
He's yeah. Nick's good.
You also wouldn't have known if he didn't say welcome back.
Yeah. So
but,
now,
you know,
now
whatever.
I gave Nick an out to fix the mess that just transpired.
I don't even know what he can do. It's going to be exciting.
Just fucking delete it all. I don't know. Banana. Welcome back.
Welcome to Face Jam.
Yeah.
See,
do the intro.
You did the song too. It's great.
No, I did one little part that did well. You do a lot of stuff at the beginning that doesn't sound anything like the song, and then you get
That's
to that part.
That's exactly what the song
and
sounds
go,
like.
And I go, there it is. No.
Carl yeah. Jr.
I've been there. You've
What's
been there?
It all about?
They sell
I've been
burgers
there, yeah.
mostly. The burger thing.
I've been to Carl's Jr. more than I've been to Hardee's. I can tell you that.
I've never been to Hardee's.
Whoa.
Mm. Groundbreaking, huh? So
There's
they're like the same thing, right?
Yeah, so there is a fact where we will learn more about it, but Carl's Jr. is a West Coast thing. Hardee's is an East Coast thing. However, they are not located in the Northeast or part like big sections of the Northeast. So that might be why you've never had Hardee's, I guess.
I've always wondered where the crossover happens, though. Like, where does it become Hardee's
Texas is the easternmost part where it's really? Carl's Jr.
Mm-hmm. One time I was on a road trip and I was in Oklahoma and we went to it was a Carl's Jr., but the burgers came in Hardee's wrappers. Oh. And I was like, ooh, a transition mayhaps.
Yeah. You said it like that, and then they all kicked your ass?
Wow. Well, I was like,
you got struck several times.
I was about 12 years old. And
this motherfucker just say mayhaps at a Carl's Jr.?
You can't combine two words into one word.
No, they don't do portmanteaus at Hardee's. Sorry.
No, especially in Oklahoma. Well, yep. Like I said, it was a Carl's Jr., so.
Mm. Or was it? I've never been to a Hardee's on the East Coast. What I had been to, which ever since having Carl's Jr., I've always associated as very similar, is Roy Rogers. Very similar restaurant.
I've never been there. It's a very Southern Eastern thing, right?
No, Roy. Not Buck Rogers. Roy. Not Bucky O'Hare. That's a cartoon show.
Well, that is a cartoon show and a hard NES game, but a good NES game.
Bucky! Bucky O'Hare! He goes outer space and shit.
I mean, like, the amount of listeners of this show that are going to understand that reference, like, it's me and you and maybe, like, two other people.
Yeah. I barely understand it.
I'm not sure how many people know what a Roy Rogers is. I'm still lost.
Well, anyone on the East Coast probably knows what a Roy Rogers is. So Roy Rogers is a restaurant, Jordan.
Is this the hard NES game? Because I can't get past the first guy.
So
it's a Southern and Eastern thing. That's it.
Whenever all I went to Roy Rogers, it was usually at a rest stop, traveling somewhere through Jersey. Ah. Like all like the you know, like gotta piss and shit, come on in over here. And they have like you know, a bunch of restaurants, some crap they try to sell you, you know, some like, it would mostly be for like people coming in and out of the state, you know, traveling like in the tri-state area and shit. And that's usually where I would eat Roy Rogers. But the first time I had Carl's Jr., I was like, oh, it's the same thing with like the, you know, like just the same kind of burger, the same kind of like wrapped in the classic foil, like that grease foil that holds in all the shit and the gunk.
So good.
And interestingly enough, I hope it's not in this fact sheet, I was looking it up, and at some point in the 90s, the parent company that owned Hardee's bought Roy Rogers.
Oh.
And then started converting the Roy Rogers into Hardee's, and it ruined them, because apparently everyone that were going to the Roy Rogers were like, fuck you, Hardee's, I have brand loyalty. So they stopped going, even though it's basically the exact same fucking restaurant. And it, like, ruined the business.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Damn.
That sounds like that's how they would try to get in on the northeast side.
Yeah. I mean, that it was a big problem in Texas. They tried to broach Texas, and it took them until, like, the 90s, like, the mid-90s, to, like, really get a foothold in, like, Dallas and then spread out from there. I think
did
it's
people
just
know that their chicken nuggets are star-shaped? I mean,
I don't think
would
they
have sold
did
me
I think
right
they,
away.
Oh, they didn't tell enough people, I think, is the issue.
You gotta lead with that. That's what I always got when I was a kid.
Gotta lead with that. Hey, what kind of shapes are we talking about here? You get rid of that. You don't have a stupid fucking bone shape, do you?
Bones and boots and hats, right?
Oh, stupid. Star. Now we're talking.
Star only. I want it to look like a butthole. Let's go.
Well, no, it looks like a star, and then you lick out the middle, and you make your own butthole.
This is going to be a good episode.
Am I still delayed?
No, I mean, you're good.
No, you're good.
Yeah. Well, we heard that one right on time.
All I had to do was put the phone near my computer.
I told you!
Who would have thought?
It's like when you move next to your router and get faster internet. It's just like that.
Just like that.
Anyway, we should get a van and go to Roy Rogers, right?
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you, and then the whole wormhole happened.
We don't have a van yet.
You're talking about the snacks. Any word on vans?
No word on vans yet. I'm sorry.
Nobody sent you any vans?
No, no one sent me
any vans. Or otherwise?
Okay, here's the thing. Before I got here, I did get an email from the studio that said, hey, you have a package ready for pickup.
Boy. Vans come in packages.
I think Devin, who is a person that I know, would have told me if it was a van.
Maybe he's just in on the surprise.
Yeah.
And they were like, whoever finds this, don't tell him.
You wouldn't use the word package, though. You would, like, use crate or something.
Yeah, you'd say, hey, you have a whole car here. There's a car here waiting for you.
Or say, I mean, someone has a big surprise.
Uh oh, we're getting a wormhole delay again, I think.
Again?
No.
See? You don't think so? I think we are.
I hear him just fine. Say something, Michael.
I'm saying something.
Yeah.
See? You don't see that delay?
I mean, that's what he looked like already. Like that
There's
was already
a delay.
Okay, that's the natural delay with doing this.
Hey, I'm very sensitive to it.
Just don't look
now
at him.
We're staring
okay?
at each other in our cars.
Just don't look at him. Uh-oh.
Now I don't hear. Now he's faking. He's
you're
pretending.
You're messing with us.
I was playing make believe. I wasn't talking.
You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. This fucking podcast.
I'm an actor with my props. Let's get serious here.
Okay.
Let's
okay.
dive deep into the facts.
Let's dive deep. So where's the van? Give us answers. Okay. Let's get to the facts about Carl's Jr. You let me know if you lose track of me here. Like most other restaurant chains we've reviewed, Carl's Jr. started as a hot dog stand that grew to a hamburger franchise due to its popularity. That's just a simple fact.
Why don't they ever stick with the hot dogs, though? I feel like Wiener Schnitzel's the only one that, like, stuck with it.
Yeah, but they were bad.
Well, yeah, but at least they stuck with
you know what I mean?
The thing that got them there.
I mean, how are they doing right now, dude? I like who's the rich Wiener Schnitzel guy? I don't know. He's scraping by.
But Wiener Schnitzel has new World of Wiener hot dog event or whatever, so we could eat that again, I guess. I mean, they have
another one.
Yeah, it's like there's like a Kansas City one and something else. I don't know. Louisiana dog, well, I think.
I bet they're all the same. Anyway, this isn't an episode about Wiener Schnitzel.
This isn't about them. This isn't their time, okay?
It's true.
And also, we've yet to go to the same restaurant twice. The word restaurant feels like a bit of a stretch, just in what we're
Yeah, I agree with you.
But it sure as hell ain't going to be Wiener Schnitzel.
No, I agree. Okay? No, there's no fucking way.
That's just insulting.
We'll die before Wiener Schnitzel gets two episodes.
I'll do it. In 1997, Carl's Jr., under the name CKE Restaurants, acquired Hardee's for $327 million. They kept the different names to reflect how it doesn't matter what the restaurant is called, you'll eat it anyway, you little piggy, oink oink, eat the slop. See, and that was their mistake with Roy Rogers.
Exactly.
They messed with the formula and then the piggies went away.
they rebranded the slop, and they just
they wanted the old slop, not the new
the
slop.
The piggies turned their nose up at it.
Okay, let's see. God. I don't know what we're getting into here.
What do you mean?
What? Due to their horny commercials.
Facts.
Hang on.
Oh boy.
Due to their horny commercials, Carl's Jr. is the horniest restaurant that exists. But hopefully, the two guys from Sonic will suck each other off in the parking lot, and they'll get it on film like Bigfoot. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, what are you doing?
What, do you remember those commercials? It's like, oh,
no.
Why are these commercials?
No. Yeah. We're fine with the horny commercials, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot.
Yeah, remember Paris Hilton's eating a hamburger?
Yeah, Paris Hilton
and then Kate Upton's eating a hamburger.
The $6 hamburger that costs
$3. Too horny. So now someone has to come along and dethrone them for how horny they are. And I nominate those two guys from Sonic Burger who are always in the car together.
It's not called Sonic Burger.
But they're out. You know that. That was your own fact. They're out. It's the family now.
Yeah, they're gone. I haven't seen those guys in years.
No, but this is the great situation to bring them back. You bring back the two horny guys. And then you film them. Then you film them through the trees like Bigfoot.
They're not horny. They're hot.
That's what they could be. They are. See, they're hot. And everyone wants to see what they do. And you know what they do.
They haven't been gone long enough to make a comeback yet. They'll be like, eh.
It's true. They need to be gone like 10 years like the
couple
the
more
Sprint
years.
Can you hear me now guy.
Yeah.
No.
That worm. That fucking worm.
You can't miss out on their hotness. Oh.
He woke up one day and he was like, time to grift. And he was like, I got an idea. Give me money and I'll shit all over those guys. And then a bunch of sleazy lawyers fucking threw bags of money at him. And they were like, oh, great job. Shit on them. Yeah. Yeah. Rub shit on your spear before you throw it at them. That way they'll get sick. That's what you do. That's how you fight. You cover your blades and weapons and shit. And then when you cut them, even if they don't die, they'll get infected. And because they don't have medicine back then. We're in ancient times now. Oh. They don't have medicine. They'll just die. They don't have, like, fucking penicillin. I knew it wasn't polio, but I wanted to say it. They did have polio.
I also don't have polio.
Yeah, well,
so
wear your mask. You don't
so those
know.
Guys aren't going to suck each other off at a sauna?
I don't know. I'm
happening?
Just saying it's not, enough time hasn't passed yet. That's all I'm saying. Mm. Okay. Next,
that's hot.
Next fact. That's a reference. In 2007, Carl's Jr. sued Jack in the Box because Jack in the Box implied that Carl's Jr. Angus Burger came from cow anus. Quote, they're not being funny, CKE Chief Executive Andrew F. Puzder.
Puzder.
Puzder. It looked like Puzder, man. What a putt. Andrew F. Puzder said, Puzder is the guy who'd be okay. Who the fuck? Puzder is the guy who okayed the horny Carl's Jr. commercials. And after a failed bid as Trump's Secretary of Labor, he is probably doing some Bigfoot footage in the Sonic parking lot, too.
What are we doing with the Sonic parking lot and Bigfoot? Also, why are you spelling Bigfoot this way?
That's how Google Docs autocorrects Bigfoot.
Big, B,
really?
Big F, one word?
Yeah.
One word with a big F?
That's how, like, I thought it was weird too, but I went, well, I guess that's how you spell Bigfoot.
It makes it feel like it should be pronounced as Bigfoot.
Yeah, but...
He's not French.
But Foot isn't his last name, right? And if his foot's so big, it can't be a little F.
Right.
You know, I'm sticking with Google on this
one. One word. I'm with Google Docs, man.
I'm with Google on this one.
Hashtag I stand with Google Docs.
Hashtag Puzder.
Puzder.
Puzder. I looked at it and was like, no way.
Man. Was he really? Did he try to be the Secretary of Labor?
So
he
was.
Was
I don't know if you remember. There was a guy that was nominated for Secretary of Labor. This was like kind of like 2017, and it was in that he was trying to be the Secretary of Labor and couldn't get enough votes, so he just like because everyone came out and said like, "Oh, you're that guy who made all the horny Carl's Jr. commercials," and then also in an interview you said, "Yeah, of course we have hot models sell our hamburgers because ugly ones don't sell hamburgers," and it was and everyone just went, "What the fuck?"
So I mean, honestly, I'm surprised everyone kind of went, what the fuck at that? Because he sounds perfect for the administration.
No, you think he would have made it right into the Trump administration. Yep. What happened there?
That you have to get, like, he was just nominated, so everyone had to give the thumbs up, and they all just went, what the fuck is this? No.
Carl's Jr. sucks.
Well, I think part of it, too, was because he was in charge of Carl's Jr. when they got hit with, like, $1 billion lawsuit for unpaid overtime. So that might also have had something to do with it.
Yeah, that seems like as the person in charge of labor for the country.
Yeah, he seems like a real piece of fucking shit. So anyway, they didn't nominate.
Yeah, but hang on, Secretary of Labor, this guy knows how to save some money.
That's what a lot of money.
You know,
you got to run America like a business.
Let's go across the aisle here, okay? Let's not get into fucking partisan politics.
Here I am to play devil's advocate. Just kidding.
All right.
I would
in 2019.
I would never.
Carl's Jr. rolled out the first CBD-infused burger in Denver. It was released on 420 and cost $4.20. That's so lame. If you want something cool to do in Colorado, check out the Hot Chick-a-Latte and drive-through coffee shop where you can look at girls' butts while they make you coffee, and it's not illegal no matter what my dad says.
What episode is this calling back to you?
He called back to so many episodes.
That's the Wiener Schnitzel episode.
This has been the least informative, least factful one yet, I think.
There were all kinds of facts in there. Cow anus.
Just a bunch of Bigfoot shit.
Yeah,
cow anus,
a lot of sucking off
Sonic
Burger.
Yeah.
A lot
of references to other restaurants.
I did confirm with Eric that he wrote it this morning.
I did write it this morning.
Yeah, this reeks of I just woke up and my homework's due.
You know when we got here in the parking lot, he gave us the food and we said, can we get the fact sheets? And he went, hang on. And then he was furiously typing. I think that's where all the sucking off
I feel like
from.
I heard a printer. Yeah.
I mean, you really want to know how late I did my homework for this one. We'll find out when we get into a later section of this.
Okay.
I got to tell you, Carl's Jr. is trying to sell a CBD-infused burger. Sounds like the most Carl's Jr. thing they could do.
Yeah, definitely.
So it's not, it's like not that surprising.
It just sounds gross. Like, it's going to taste like your college roommate's bong. Like, it doesn't sound like something I want to eat. You know what I mean? But why go there when you can go to Hot Chick-a Latte? A place that once we get our van, we'll have to visit and see what they have as a limited menu.
Also, like...
We'll have the van. We can drive right through.
The thing is, too, you're in Denver, right?
Yeah.
Just get a cheeseburger and get really fucking high.
100%.
Right?
Absolutely.
Why eat kill two birds with one stone.
Yep.
Maybe eat a
CBD
couple
doesn't
of them.
Even get you high.
Get a good buzz going.
But cut off a piece of your hamburger and smoke it. See what happens. I don't know.
Might work. Roll it up.
Roll up the burger?
Yes.
Take that chop meat and roll it up. Yo, you want a beef blunt? I just made one.
Beef blunt? Puff puff snack?
I don't even know. I want to get people to interact with beef blunt somehow on Twitter, but
hashtag
it's like, I don't,
what
you, yeah, right.
Hashtag, yeah. Is it a good idea?
You ever roll up a fat one and get high cholesterol? Hashtag beef blunt. I'm clogging my arteries one puff at a time.
There you go. Yeah. All of your burger related weed jokes. Hashtag
Holy
beef
shit.
Blunt.
Oh my God.
I was just going to say, going to Hot Chick-a Latte is like watching a Carl's Jr. commercial in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, it's way better.
So, yeah, you might as well just go there instead.
Go there and then smoke a hamburger or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, smoke a hamburger.
They don't even know we exist yet.
Oh, they'll know. Roll up in
that
van.
They're going to know so hard.
They're
I don't know what that
sounded,
means.
When they, that sounded when they dangerous.
It means when they find out, they're getting horny.
Wait. We gonna do Bigfoot footage? Oh man. Oh, man.
I hope there's a Sonic nearby.
I've unironically called it Sonic Burger 2 or 3 times in this episode, and I want to apologize because that is not the apparently the name of the restaurant.
Yeah,
you
we
have
can
to
never
get the name
we
right.
can never tell. I just assume you're doing it ironically.
I'm not. I promise I'm not doing it as a joke. That is what I call it by default.
I definitely did say it as a joke. I would like to point out. You planted that little beef burger in my mind.
It was a little beef seed, and he watered it into a strong beef flour.
It was just the tiniest seed from a sesame bun.
Is that where hamburgers come from?
Grew into a burger boy.
Holy shit.
Okay, let's talk about what we ate then, I guess.
Yeah, we did.
Here's the word on the spicy Western bacon cheeseburger. Charbroiled, all beef patty, 2 strips of bacon, not more, not less, melted pepper jack cheese, jalapeno coins, crispy onion rings, and tangy barbecue sauce on a seeded bun, 920 calories. Pretty good.
A lot of
spicy stuff. You got the Western with the barbecue sauce. And the onion rings.
Mm-hmm,
cool.
Mm-hmm,
I don't know what a jalapeno coin is.
Yeah, I thought they were just jalapenos. I didn't know they were a currency.
Can I exchange those for goods and services?
Yeah.
I'm going to exchange
old debts,
mine.
Public and private?
Mine are going to be exchanged for some spicy poops later. That's the exchange rate going on over here.
You put the coin in the slot of your mouth.
And then you turn the knob and the little ball rolls down through your digestive system and it pops out.
The Monster Angus Thick Burger, which is just so fun to say. 2, count them 2, 1/3 charbroiled, 1/3 pound, charbroiled 100% Black Angus beef patties. Don't let the numbers confuse you. It's just a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
4 strips of bacon. That's twice as much as the other one. 3 slices of American cheese and mayonnaise. What is this? 3 slices of mayonnaise? Served on a premium bun. 1,290 calories.
It's a big boy.
So for like 300 more calories, you get so much more.
That got the premium bun.
Yeah, the premium bun, you can tell. Like, I forget what the other fucking thing we ate that came on a premium bun was. That just seemed like a regular ass bun. But looking at the two buns,
yeah,
this one's definitely premium.
Yeah. It's a bit, you needed a big boy bun for this burger. It's huge.
Yeah.
It's not just thick, but it's wide. It's a large disc.
It's definitely thick. It's very tall. I'm surprised it's only 300 more calories.
Yeah.
With all that stuff. Like, it's twice as much bacon. You'd think that that right there is the difference. But well, no, they got it's the, 2 1/3 pound charbroil, 100%.
They got calorie-free bacon.
Yeah, but the other ones got barbecue sauce and onion rings. You know what I mean? Like this.
That'll do
thick,
it.
The thick burger. The thick That'll burger was it. Really just a cheeseburger. The Western bacon is like full on. Like there's shit. You know what I mean? Like there's like a lot of stuff going on.
There's coins. There's yeah. I like how this says it's the way it's worded. 3 slices of American cheese and mayonnaise.
Yes, it's fucking poorly worded, right?
What Interesting. The fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. Let's find out more and go to the next piece, Jordan.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear the press release.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see what their press department says. All right. Reached out to Carl's Jr. twice, all caps, but they refused to return my inquiries and are now withholding vital information from this podcast. That's the end of it.
That's okay. It. Up, that's what you fucking think. Update to what is printed here.
What?
I have a 9-email back and forth chain with these fucking people.
Can I read it?
Whoa.
No. Where they have asked, what's this for? And I said, we're doing a podcast. We're going to be eating this food. Can you send me a press release? And they said, well, what's the segment? And I said, it's not.
The segment is the episode.
So I had an associate producer start tracking it down. Not getting it. Keep going in a runaround with the media inquiries. For Carl's Jr., they would
they
not send it.
They don't want to be misrepresented.
As I got here, misrepresented. As I got here, it got sent to me. They said, look, hey, here's the...
Fine, break our arm, we'll do it.
Yeah, here's the press release. It's not a press release, it's just what they put on the website. But then it says, the burger is the hottest new iteration of the cult classic Western Bacon Cheeseburger, which was introduced to Carl's Jr. menus in 1982. That's like the addition. They didn't
Why did they
do anything
withhold
else.
That?
I don't know. So I have a bulldog associate producer who's going, give me the information. And then that's what we fucking got. Can you fucking believe that? I'm pissed.
This makes Carl's Jr. look awful.
You look goddamn foolish,
like, what
Carl.
What are they doing? What are their relations? Bad, what are their public relations people doing?
Nothing.
Their relations are poor.
Send now I'm release. Not horny at all.
No,
it's true. I was horny for some press releases.
And yeah, and you usually are.
You fucking got blue balls.
Yeah. Damn.
Well,
do you okay? So
we're 34 minutes in, and
we're
ready
nothing.
To review the food.
Yeah, we got nothing, dude. you guys want a wormhole? Again? You want to talk more about the van? Eric, did you kill anyone this time? Or
no, we don't have a van yet.
Okay.
I don't know why I said yet. I mean, I don't think we're going to get a van.
We're going to get it.
I think we're getting the van.
I think we're getting it.
I think Eric knows something. He keeps something up.
He knows something we don't know. Look at him. Look at him smiling.
No.
I think he knows we're in for a big surprise.
Is it the Mercedes Sprinter?
It's not. There's no van.
Ooh, Michael's had his eyes on that one for a while.
Dude, it's only 140 grand. It's 130.
We're good for it.
It's 136, but there'll probably be some fees or something. So
somebody reached out to us on Twitter and asked us how much it would cost for them to sponsor an episode.
They did.
How much
and
do
after
you
this
think?
Episode, I feel like we're gonna have to contact them. We need to reply back.
Someone's gotta pay for all this food. I don't know what
Usually
we're doing.
Usually they work in like package deals, so you would have to like do like a 3 to 4 episode run.
Yep.
Maybe up to 8 episodes. And that ain't gonna be cheap.
No. Yeah.
We're not just going week to week. You better, you know, make sure we got bread on the table for.
Yeah. Because the thing is, everybody knows, including this guy, we got a lot of offers on the table. You know, we're very busy. People are very interested in our podcast. Mm-hmm. We can't just say yes to anything.
I wouldn't say we're desperate.
No, not at all. I wouldn't even think it. I don't know why you said it.
I just wanted to make sure nobody else was thinking it.
So, you know. Just like if anybody else wants to offer us so we can drive up the price for this guy, now's the time to do it. Like, you know, even if you don't intend on buying anything, like paying
the auction is open.
Right. Just say you will because we can leverage that into a higher offer, you know, because that's how business works.
That's
just
business, baby.
The perception of want, not really what it is. What's he playing with over there?
I'm just trying to get everything organized.
Okay.
How many impressions do you think this podcast gets? Also, what's an impression?
Millions. I leave one on my couch when I get up.
I left one on the burger when I accidentally sat on it.
Oh, you sat on your burger? Is that going to affect the score?
Oh!
No, I mean, I assume it tasted the same. It was just a little smushed. It's fine.
I forget what affects the score anymore. Does driving 35 minutes for Carl's Jr. affect the score?
Not at this point. That's an old hat at this, you know, third time.
I can't even remember if what I ate was good.
It was so not long ago.
I know. That time has no meaning. I'm happy to be here in this parking lot with you guys, but boy, it would be nice to like be able to go outside one of these days.
Whatever.
I don't wear a mask outside. I just hold my breath.
Smart.
So when I leave my house, I just because the thing is like masks. You know, I don't know. I'm no scientist, but how much do they really do? You know, particles get out. You hold your breath. You don't breathe. Nothing's getting out.
You're asking the real questions.
I'm not asking. I'm telling. It's 100% containment. If I go and then I run to my car, I've left no droplets at all. So
smart.
It's hard to go to the grocery store. You got to be quick. You got to be quick.
You got to plan your route beforehand.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking run in, barrel in. It's like a snatch and grab, but you pay for it. Anyway, let's rate this burger.
So it's not like a snatch and grab.
Well, they're still snatching and grabbing. You just stop on the way out.
Uh-huh. The first thing I ate was I broke into the thick-ass burger.
He's still fucking with this over there. He's been trying to take the snack out for 9 minutes.
You know him. He's got a fiddle.
He found something to fiddle with, and he's delightful. And he knows, and he's giggling over there because he knows we're going to love the van when we see it.
Fuck.
I'm waiting for him to pull out a van.
Do you like his new producer hat? That's how you know he's a producer. Good.
You know how hard it is to get everything organized in like a 2008 Hyundai Accent? Like this is, there's not enough room in here for all the shit that I have in here.
But there clearly is because you have
it. No, there's not because you're yelling at me for trying to get shit organized.
Man, if I'm able to fit this mic stand in my car, you can fit a fucking snack in the passenger
seat. I did fit a snack. I fit a snack just fine and then I got yelled at.
What's going on here?
What is going on behind us?
There's a guy talking into a car, and he keeps pulling down his mask to talk.
What?
And then he'd put his mask back up, and then he'd pull it down and talk. And I'm like, that. And he reached into the car, and now he's walking away slowly.
Looks like he went to Mighty Fine, and he's going to his car.
I thought he was a street magician. Excuse me!
Is this your card?
Yeah. Oh, man.
The car is now leaving and is just going to back into my car.
It's close. Oh, boy, it really is.
Closer and closer.
Uh-oh.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
They're going to go, I think, you know what? I think I could tell what they were saying. They're looking, they're like, hey, where's the closest Sonic? I want to get wet and wild. He's like, I got a camera.
What the fuck? Yeah. Nick and the monkey mask scared the shit out of me.
It's Bigfoot.
He put it back on. Yeah.
We got Bigfoot. That's Bigfoot Junior.
That's Littlefoot.
Oh my god! No, that's a dinosaur, man. Jordan. All right, let's review this food.
All right, thick burger. It was thick.
Yeah.
Not much going on in Flavor Town. It smelled charbroiled. It smelled like Burger King because they cook them the same way, and it just has that Burger King charbroil smell. I tasted, it doesn't say anything in the copy about there being anything special on the bacon, but to me it tasted like it had like a maple glaze or something. Like there was something sweet going on. Also, the mayonnaise was gross.
Yeah. There's quite a bit of mayonnaise.
But like, it was fine, I guess. It was just, it's so thick. Like I looked over at Michael and he was like, he wasn't on Discord yet. And he was just like, it's so thick. And then I like held up and went like, big bite. And like,
we didn't talk, but we had that reaction. We vibed each other.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we were vibing. It was like drift compatible over here. And I thought it was fine. The bun, premium bun, premium for fast food.
Yep.
And then I went over to the smushed spicy Southwestern barbecue burger, which in contrast, has so much stuff going on. I opened it up and like you can see the jalapeno coins and the onion rings like sticking out, and it's just like you can, it's a sight to behold, and you can smell how spicy it is right off the bat with the jalapenos. Eric said he was spice ratting over it. It was.
Oh yeah, it's true.
You're ratting over there.
Oh, big time.
Just rolling around in your own filth.
There were some jalapenos that fell out. I put them back on the burger. They'd fall out again. I just started eating them.
Oh.
You sound like you were in a Carl's Jr. commercial. That's what they would do. They would like,
yeah,
like the barbecue sauce would drip, and then it would just be like the gross sounds of people eating.
Then I started rubbing my dick, and it was just like, it was.
And you started washing your car for some reason?
Yeah.
Wearing Daisy Dukes?
Did you put the jalapeno in your dick?
You know, no, I put it in my ass because I thought you guys kept telling about put the coin in the slot, and I didn't know what to do.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm burning
anyway,
up.
I thought that burger was pretty good. It was just spicy enough for me, for a spice mouse like myself.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole, though, just very average, like most Carl's Jr. things, in my opinion. 55.
Wow. Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting.
Wow, so interesting.
I ate them in reverse. I had the spicy one first because it was the smaller of the two. And I thought, let me eat this one and then I'll get through as much as the other one as I can because it was a honker of a burger. Yeah, it was good spicy, but it smelled so much spicier than it was.
It really does smell spicy.
You unwrapped it and I was like, whoa. I teared up a little bit while I was eating it.
It was so beautiful.
I had some spice tears, you know. They were twinkling in my beautiful brown eyes. People have said it. I didn't say it. It's been said to me. But there was a twinkle or two, and I went, ooh, there's some spice levels there. I pretty thoroughly enjoyed that burger. There was a lot going on, but it worked well together. Everything in there. They were good onion rings to have on a burger. Sometimes they have like the... like onion straws, you know, they're like almost fries. Sometimes they fuck around. These were just like thin onion rings. But for as much stuff that was on the burger, I was surprised I really didn't have an issue with shit falling out. I mean, I also ate it in about 40 seconds, so it wasn't much of an issue. But it was surprisingly good. I enjoyed it. Moving on to the other thing, holy shit, too big. It's just too big. I didn't see the need for it to be, and I get, you know, it's like, Black Angus is a big boy.
They can't call it a thick burger if it ain't thick.
Well, you can. You can just have one patty. I thought the two patties was overdone because it was also already a super thick patty, and there was two of them. That was like, I had to unhinge my jaw like a snake in order to eat it. And I did not, just having the burger, I did not enjoy the Angus nearly as much as just the slop hamburger meat. I was a happy little piggy rolling around in a mud pit. and then
the slop.
They switched gears and I was kind of like, what is this? This isn't the same slop I was just eating out of my trough. That's crazy.
Pigs are smart that way.
And there was a lot of mayonnaise. There was a gross amount of mayonnaise. I'm not a huge mayonnaise fan.
I would say they indeed put three slices of mayonnaise on it.
Someone,
I don't know what that
someone
means.
Someone in
but
the back
is,
just went, what the hell is a slice of mayonnaise? And they said, I don't know, just put more on.
Three.
More.
It needs three.
More.
Three slices.
He was like, you spread it on the burger. I'll count it. I'll count the slices. I did not enjoy that burger nearly as much. I would eat the whatever jalapeno one again. I wouldn't eat the Angus one again.
One thing I forgot to mention is the balance of the barbecue sauce complemented
it was good.
The spiciness.
They didn't, like I said, for all the stuff on the burger, it was actually, it was really well portioned and evened out.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Angus, I just tasted a lot of meat. I really didn't, like, you could have told me there was six slices of cheese on there, but I was like, there's so much meat and mayonnaise.
That thing was a fucking beef blunt, I tell you what.
So, I think... what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Eric do work here. I'm going to give my combined score, but I'm going to give them separate.
Okay.
So I would give the Western Burger, I believe it was called. Yes. I'm going to hit that with an 80. I enjoyed that a lot. But I did not really like the other one, and I'm gonna slam that with a 50.
Wow.
That's like... what, a 93, right? If my math's right?
65.
Yeah, that's right. Carry the one.
Yeah, right, right. You forgot to carry the one. So the average score, the average score for the burgers here between the both of you is 60. I think for that thick burger, I agree. I think that the if it, we only got the spicy Western bacon cheeseburger, I think the scores would be much higher.
I would be giving that one about a 75, close to what you gave it, Michael.
It was really good.
I was telling Nick that like that would be hard for me to top as far as like a fast food burger goes. Like I would see myself stopping to get that on a road trip, driving around, whatever. Because I don't really stop and get fast food, but I would, if that was like an all the time thing, man, that would be like regular rotation. I would have a hard time turning that down.
It was good.
I'm a spice rat through and through.
I'm going to throw this out there too. Nothing to do with the rating. The fries were very good as well. I like them.
They got good fries. Carl's Jr. doesn't do a lot well, but they do. I like their fries.
They seem to me like someone took curly fries and straightened them out.
I was gonna say they have the same texture as a curly fry.
Right, because a curly fry isn't just curled. Like it's different, and it's like
it's
a different,
got a different texture.
I was like, they fucking done flattened a curly fry.
Yep.
And it's funny that you say that because I was thinking it's like why didn't I like the fries? And it's because they tasted like that curly fry texture, which
there
I
you
don't
go.
Like.
There you go. All right.
You know, not that I always need to be a contrarian, but you're wrong, sir.
We would hate it if you weren't. Where would the drama be? Eric, why are you staring this guy down?
I think it's the other way around.
No, it's definitely
he's trying to swim with sharks.
Eric.
You know that guy?
Swim with the fucking sharks. Yeah. He's toast.
Can you get out of your car and give us the snack?
What? Listen, he wants to get in on this snack attack that we're about to do.
Do you know that guy? Yeah. He's toast. That's what was said. And it's an old man.
We haven't seen him.
Old
he could be
man
an actual piece
in a
of
car.
Toast.
He's a senior citizen. I could see him. Just some old man. And Eric goes, this guy's toast.
Yeah, this guy's fucking toast.
Who's parked two parking spaces away?
Can you go over there and like make him toast?
I don't think he's looked at me one time, and that's really pissing me off.
No, you were staring at him like a hawk.
Respect
guys,
your
gonna,
youth.
All right, let's get on to the snackies. We're
all
gonna
right,
do
here I come.
This is
here
a,
I
this
come.
Is in recent history. I'd call this a short episode. We're gonna do it
under an hour. Let's do it.
Yeah,
if
and
he can
especially
get out of this fucking
after
car.
Nick cuts out all that crap at the beginning where you guys were pretending like I was delayed.
Yeah, that was a good prank we did on you, huh?
Social distancing, too close. Oh, you touched me. Oh my God.
Jesus Christ. If I pop the trunk, Eric, can you put it in the trunk?
He's struggling to open the bag of Oreos.
Thank you. I touched another one, so you gotta throw that one out.
What the hell am I eating? What is this?
Oh my God. Oh, it smells like a
cake. Oh boy, these are.
It smells like a cake.
Well, they're melted.
Yeah, that's why you just gotta take that half.
Why did you melt
it? I ain't touching anything melted. Oh, this smells so bad.
Here you go, man.
What the hell's going on here? Is this a Dunkaroo Kit Kat? I guess I'll eat this first.
Listen, I'm just trying to do snack attack.
Who is yelling?
I don't know.
Wow. This is how he gets when he doesn't take his medicine.
Birthday. This is a birthday cake Kit Kat.
And tiramisu Oreos. I don't know why we're eating both of these things. I feel like one of them would have been enough.
No, they were both sent by the same person. I gave you the card.
Okay, we can eat them on two separate shows. We gotta slow down eating the snacks. We're gonna run out from everything you're saying.
No, we don't.
Eric,
we have so many.
Slow down. Save the snacks, and then we'll load up the van.
No.
I can't stop smelling this Oreo. It smells so bad.
There's a lot.
Oh, it's so
there's
gross.
A lot to the smell.
I have like the film on my fingers now. I can't get it off.
Did you read the card?
No.
Why not?
I'm eating the crap you handed me first. Then I'll open it. Calm down. It's not going anywhere. It's not. This isn't Mission Impossible. It's not going to disintegrate.
That guy left, by the way.
Yeah, you scared him out of here.
Yeah, he's toast.
He's going to check into an ER. He was like, this man was staring me down. Oh, this is elaborate. They got really good handwriting. All right.
You don't have to read the back is just descriptions, but the front's nice.
Well, I was going to read the front.
Yeah.
Will you tell me what I should and shouldn't read?
Have you read it?
Have you proofread it?
Yeah.
Did you pre-read it?
Yes, I did.
So you opened my mail.
I say Michael reads it. And we just cut out.
He just said he opened my mail.
It's true.
That's a federal offense.
Does it say who it's addressed to?
Courtesy
Face Jam.
Of Eric Bedour.
I don't have that. I just have Face Jam
on there. Yeah.
All right, now he's looking for
who's the host
documents.
Of Face Jam?
Not this
who's
guy.
The host?
He's not even a co-host.
He's courtesy. Yeah, he's lucky. He's,
I'll tell you what it is.
He's got a microphone.
He's a worm. He wormed his way in.
He's a wormy little spice rat wearing a producer hat.
He got a microphone and he went, I'm on the show now. Yeah, the guy buys himself a fucking producer hat. Thinks he's a producer now.
Piece of shit.
All right, here we go. Dear Michael and Jordan, for the brave souls who face fast food innovations on the front lines, we send you these tributes. We happened upon these limited edition snacks whilst on our weekly shopping spree. His handwriting's very nice. He also used the word whilst, which is great.
Mayhaps.
I'll admit, we've never tried them. Frankly, we're not sure we want to. May the odds be ever in your favor. Sincerely, Paco's mom and Paco.
Thanks, Paco's mom.
And then at the bottom, it's a snack descriptions on the back. And then under that, in tiny little print, it says, all hail the sauce god. And then there's a little...
Who's that?
There's a... What seems to be a crude drawing of a table and a fire sauce packet on it. Then they describe what we've eaten, which is tiramisu, Oreos. Yeah, Nick, cut that mention of yourself. And birthday cake Kit Kat. I mean, they weren't terrible.
My first problem is that the Kit Kat melted.
Yeah, that was Eric's fault.
There's nothing I can do about that.
Sure it is. Keep it in a cool place.
Yeah, could have turned on your air conditioner.
Air conditioners.
I couldn't help but notice you weren't sweaty this time.
I mean, could have brought a cooler. I don't know. How do you transport ice? I guess it just melts. Everybody just delivers
yeah,
water.
I just let it. Yeah. What do? I just let it melt, and then I drink. Yeah. Then I drink the water.
Yeah. And then your drink is cold. Hey, you got any ice for this drink? No, but I got a cup of water. You want it?
It was just a really sweet Kit Kat, which a Kit Kat doesn't need to be. Like, you get the pleasure from it is derived from the combination of the crispy wafer and the smooth milk chocolate. You don't need to introduce sprinkles and cake icing into the mix. Not a fan of that very much. The tiramisu Oreo reeked like sugar. It just smelled of sweet. Not like anything specifically sweet, just sweet. But it tasted less sweet. It was actually pretty good. I didn't hate that tiramisu. Combining them, I give it a 72.
Ooh.
Interesting.
That's pretty fair.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like they're... it is interesting.
See?
They're both things that don't need to be improved upon.
The Kit Kat, especially.
If you want an Oreo, eat an Oreo. If you want a Kit Kat, eat a Kit Kat. I don't know why. It's not like pizza. You're not going, yeah, I want a Kit Kat, but, like, really fuck it up first. Just throw a bunch of crap on it. And, like, make it into something that's not a Kit Kat in any way. And Eric did melt it because he's the devil. So.
Yeah, I feel like he purposely did it. Yeah.
No, it's because I'm so hot from all my spice rat tendencies.
No, you're not nearly as hot as the last episode. You were screaming wet while you were dripping.
Yeah, I'm wet.
Yeah, no,
wet burger, wet Eric.
The Oreo was
very
better.
Dry Eric.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
And Eric is dry, so you're right twice. That's two rights, and they make a wrong. Fucking got him.
Yeah, fuck you.
This guy's looking. We got a guy looking. He looked right at me. He looked into the microphone. I don't know if you could hear that. He looked right into my microphone for a second. Maybe you felt his.
I thought you were going to follow up with a very low score.
Yeah, I'm in agreements. I'm in agreements.
Representative.
I'm in agreements.
The airing of grievances.
67.
Okay.
Was that a 93?
It's a 69.5.
Did he do that? Wait.
Damn.
Yep. There it is. That's that. Thank you, Paco's mom and Paco. Great, good send. They did a good job.
Do you think this letter was mostly written by Paco's mom? Because she signed
it first. I think Paco's mom, yeah, Paco's mom 100% wrote that letter because it's written in, it's in cursive, and Paco's mom's name is first.
Yeah, also cursive, also known as the dead language.
Yeah.
It's the Latin of handwriting.
Yeah, I was struggling to read it. I was like, that's, what is this? That's an F? Oh, okay. Yep. It looks like
I had to like shift gears. Yeah, I had to like shift gears into cursive.
And what else is interesting to note about this is the front letter is in cursive, but the descriptions of the food are not in cursive.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Maybe Paco wrote some of it. Maybe Paco's mom wrote some of it. Maybe it was a team effort.
I think it's all Paco's mom. It would be weird that she goes, all right, I filled out the front.
Is this, is this like a fun thing that like Paco and Paco's mom do where they listen to the show together, you think? Is Paco's mom a fan? Is she a mama jammer?
I would hope so. Otherwise, like, this seems really fucked up to put your mother through.
Can you write this letter?
Yeah, did my favorite podcast. And she's, you're really insulting Paco for no reason. The guy wrote us a nice letter. I mean, has mom write us a nice letter and send us snacks. And you're over here slamming him. Just Paco's probably Paco. 6'10". 280 pounds, and he's like, "I love Face Jam." That's
my kill
vision.
That Spice Mouse.
That's my vision of Paco. Yeah, he's like, "That Spice Rat's dead.
He's toast.
That rat's about to drown."
Mom, write him a letter for me and tell him he's toast.
Oh man, if
I
you want to send
you,
us
Paco and Paco's mom, don't reverse shrug at me. I don't know what else to call it. He went.
So if
maybe
you
her name is Paco's mom.
Now you're really pissing him off.
If you want to send us snacks to review, send it to Face Jam.
Don't talk over him.
Care of Eric Bedour, 1901 East 51st Street, Austin, Texas, 78723. Don't feel like you have to because we already have a bunch. But if there is something that you come across that
you
want,
do have to
send it.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
We're running out.
We're running out, and we need a van. So let's get that going again. Also,
yeah, I guess send
didn't
us a van.
You, I don't know what you were referencing, because if it came up, my pea brain didn't put it together. You said, like, later you'll know what time you wrote the facts, and I was really expecting, like, information on the paper of, like, I wrote this at this time, and it didn't come up.
Oh, it's because
no,
I was getting...
It was the breaking news.
The breaking news. Yeah, is that it took... this long and
okay that doesn't really tell me when you wrote it, that just tells me you didn't get information.
He told you this morning.
I mean, I said that and then he elaborated beyond that.
I feel like it really helps to draw the whole picture that I did my homework before I coming to school, like exactly like right like in the parking lot coming to school. But I mean, whatever, it's okay.
Follow us on Twitter.
Who's your assistant producer?
Stay up to date.
I have a bunch of associate producers.
So did you say, you said associate? Okay.
Yeah.
So after the last episode when we were like, you don't dig enough, you went, you're right, I don't. And you said somebody else.
Well, yeah, I went, oh, I'll show him what fucking digging's all about. And I put a bulldog on it.
Right. And you got nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's not the matter of the amount of digging.
No,
it's that
it
they
is.
Don't
no.
give a fuck and they don't send a shit.
I bet Ariel's saying the same thing to you.
It's not just the amount of digging, it's the tenacity while digging. You know what I mean? Like, it's not how many times you swing at the ball to get a home run, it's how hard you hit it.
But that's it. Like, I had this associate producer who, like, called two defunct phone numbers for Carl's Jr., sent all these emails, and was, like, digging, and we still only got it just before the show was starting. So, Bulldog, how about that?
Well, your words, not mine.
Hey, here's some merch update. Ready?
It hit us.
The 100%.
What's that?
I cut that out. Shut up. Here we go. Take two. Here's a clap so you know to cut it out.
Nope.
Okay. The 100% Eat variant shirts, what? Will be on sale Tuesday, July 14th at 10 a.m. You want to see what they look like? Follow us at Face Jam Pod on Twitter, you goof. Who dropped? Jordan.
Probably
dropped.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Were you calling him a goof or the audience?
No. No, the audience. The audience is a goof. He's back.
He's back. Don't worry about it.
Is the episode over?
No. Yeah. There are two variant shirts. We have two variant shirts on the 100% Eat shirt. They're two variant colors, and they look fucking awesome. We have to give it up for the Face Jam e-commerce team doing a great job with our designs. They look so fucking cool, and I'm really excited. So July 14th at 10 a.m. Central, they will go on sale. So go check it out. Get ready. We'll post some pictures. Yeah.
Who's burping in here? You?
That must have been Nick. He's a little monkey.
It wasn't me.
Nick the monkey. See, he's not saying anything.
He's not saying 100%.
Hey, guess what? Guess what? The 100% Eat hat. It's back in stock right now.
What?
Oh, is it?
Yep. Yep.
Let's hope it's still in stock by the time this episode comes out.
I hope it is too, but we just got it. We just got it restocked. We just got it restocked, so hopefully it'll still be up.
All right.
Not if I can help it.
100% Eat hat and our two variant 100% Eat shirts. Follow at Face Jam Pod for more updates, photos of the stuff. I mean, I'm really excited.
Should we say which restaurants we're varianting?
I think they can figure it out.
I don't know what you're talking about, and for legal purposes, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think they can figure it out.
So you guys will have to check it out, at Face Jam Pod on Twitter.
Rate and subscribe. Please tell a friend about the show where we eat the food and then rate the food.
That's it. Another one in the books.
Yep. Carl's Jr. We did it.
Man, this would have been so much easier if we had a van.
It would have been. Eric, next time bring the van.
These Kit Kats are like soupy now. They're like worse than
yum,
before.
Yum.
Ugh. I'm going to hold them up to this AC vent.
Yeah, that'll re-solidify them.